It's hard to hear the truth with so many people talking. Join your host as he engages in unfettered conversation with folks sharing their perspective on how businesses, political policies, technology, and world events impact their families and communities. If you want to turn your thoughts into actions, listen to the Brother of Light, dropping wisdom in your left ear and knowledge in your right.
Hello, folks, and welcome to another episode of Folks Unfettered. I'm your host, Gene Folks. Today is September 14th, and it's Wednesday, and that means it's time for another episode of Wisdom Wednesday. In today's topic, I wanted to discuss something that I'll call soft skills stealing, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. A few years ago, a friend of mine had written an article in Forbes magazine saying that, no, you can't pick my brain, it costs too much. And that article was written by Adrian Graham, as contributed with Christine Hodges. And one of the things that I have found in my experience is that whenever you have set up your shingle as an investment advisor or a consultant, a lot of times people will come to you and they will ask you for advice. And if you're really good at what you do, you never really stop to think that, are they really seeking your advice so they can engage you in a business relationship? Or are they just on a fact-finding mission for intellectual ideas and maybe even a strategy that they can then employ and they gather intel in order to execute on a project without paying you for the information that you've given them? And this is why most executives will have layers like myself, so that by the time you get to me, we have already engaged in a relationship and you understand that my brain is not to be picked for free. So there is this layer in business that I am finding with individuals who will want to engage you, whether that is to what they call collaboration with you and your organization, where they're seeking either a fee or a retainer in being paid for services that they proclaim that they can present. There are also organizations that actually want to engage with you and get that information from you without paying a fee or a retainer. So essentially they want to steal your soft skills. Now, this is not necessarily intentional. It's just something to be cautious of. Well, in some cases, let me back up for a second and say this. In some cases, it's not intentional, and in other cases, it is intentional. And it always leads me to consider and think about business integrity and business ethics. And, you know, we live in a world that says that you can't get anything for free. And so sometimes people have a conversation with you that you think is casual. And if you're like me, I speak in action items. So when you come and have a conversation with me, I will be thinking about the macro picture, and then I will be expressing verbally the step-by-step process. It's something that I've had to learn to be very, very careful of, because a lot of times I'm giving people a roadmap that they can then employ to their benefit. And so I started doing a few things different from a strategic standpoint. In my firm, what I did in order to separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say, before we have a conversation, I will actually have a client fill out a questionnaire. And then in that questionnaire, we will get to a point to where we say, you will engage us in services XYZ. In my organization, I get a lot of referrals. People are either looking to raise capital, or they're looking to further a project, or they're looking to kick off a startup. So they bring that to me. And I used to go to lunches, breakfasts, and dinners and networking events and have conversations with people. And we would have conversations at length, and they'll meet me a couple times. I used to be so busy that I didn't realize that I was allowing them to acquire information from me that they would then turn around and execute, perhaps with me or with someone else. And I'll leave it up to you, dear listener, to really consider the ethics and the integrity behind someone with that sort of mentality. So it becomes very, very frustrating. It became very, very frustrating. So one of the things that I did to curb this and also to sort of discipline myself from giving away information for free, for being so willing to do it, was I began to say we can have a conversation after you have signed my engagement agreement and the engagement fee has been transferred to this bank account. And here's what I found. Most people would walk away. Most people would say, well, if their intentions were not ethical and they lacked integrity, they would just want me to keep having a conversation with them without any cost. And I would tell you that my engagement fee is not something that I would live on. It's just a way for me to pay for software, to pay for salaries, to pay for office space when I had office space, to take care of the administrative and operational things necessary for me to complete what I was requested of by the client. And so once the engagement fee was then initiated, I actually got my compensation from actually completing the task. And that is something that I have a strong reputation for. So several things have happened over the last few months that have really had me revisiting this idea of being more careful and cautious about people who want to get information from me without compensation. Because, you know, quite frankly, the knowledge and experience that I have in my brain, it costs too much. I have gone through training. I read books constantly. I consider strategy. I've pursued advanced education. I am on a hiatus from being a doctoral student. And that information just costs too much. And so there were a couple things that I have told some individuals that wanted to interact with me in business. I give them a choice. I would say, listen, if you want advice for free, I am not a .org. That is a 501c3 charity, and they give information for free. I am a .com, which means I am for profit. In order for me to take care of my employees, to take care of my family, and to be a productive member of my community, I am charging a reasonable fee for the information that you are seeking. And then I would go further to say, when you came to me when I was at Merrill Lynch, you understood that there was going to be a fee or a cost associated with doing business with me. Same with McKinsey, same with when you go to Apple, they're just not going to give you an iPhone and allow you to take that out the door and say, you know what, try it for 30 days and if you don't like it, you know, you bring it back or you just keep it, right? Makes absolutely no sense. What I found is that when I created my own firm about 14 years ago, the knowledge and the experience that Merrill Lynch was handsomely compensating me for, the resources and tools that I used effectively for the benefits of my clients still existed. It was the brand name that changed. And so as it became more imperative that I acquire clients, provide excellent customer service, resolve problems or issues as they arose, then I found that there was a certain segment of people that I had relationships with that were trying to pick my brain for free. And that is the hardest thing as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, that you can actually look in the mirror and say to yourself, am I going to allow people to continually pick my brain for free and leave revenue on the floor, or am I going to set a standard so that I can acquire the right type of client as opposed to just acquiring anyone. And I will tell you, as other small business owners can tell you, that is a very, very, very difficult decision to make, especially when you are providing a service. And so I decided that I was only going to do business with people who saw the value in what I brought to the table and who read my engagement agreement, signed my engagement agreement, and we were going to conduct business together, and I was actually going to produce the product or the service or the objective or the goal or the strategy that they wanted me to do for them. And I noticed that my clients shrank, but my relationships deepened. And that's a very difficult place to be when your livelihood is based on what you do, right? It's based on your ability to excel at what you do. And one of the things that small business owners don't talk about is we can have these affiliations and we can have these relationships that sound really, really good, but they're not. And so one of the things that people don't realize is that knowledge and that experience, there is a value attached to that. I mean, 25 years of experience, you know, everything that I've learned and tried to, the knowledge that I've acquired and the situations that I've succeeded in and even the failures that I've had to overcome have only made me that more effective in what I do, and that costs money. You know, you don't want to be in a position where you say, listen, I'm like everyone else. I have to pay my bills. I have to eat. I want to be able to donate money to a charity. So I can't understand individuals that want something for nothing, because if you break it down to the bare bone, that's really what they're asking you to do. They want something for free. I'll cite you a couple examples. I had an individual that I've known for about 18 years. I'd never really done business with this individual before. We had considered ourselves friends in a casual setting. I knew of his reputation. He had an education. He had an MBA, in fact. And so we had struck an agreement where he would become an independent contractor for my firm. And he was going to feed me referrals. And based on the business that he closed, he was going to get a percentage of the business that he closed. I want you to really let that sink in. Any of you that's done biz dev, you understand exactly what I'm talking about, right? So it was a commission position. This person wanted to leverage our friendship and have me pay him for relationships that he hadn't brought to the table, right? He wanted me to pay him for business that wasn't closed. Now, I want you to really grasp the gravity of what this person was stealing from me, right? So what they were stealing from me was this idea that I want you to pay me up front, and then 2 weeks later, I'm actually going to do the job. And I'm like, that wasn't our agreement. So our relationship ended acrimoniously because one of my largest client, this person had contacted that client and actually had said, well, you know, I was supposed to get paid XYZ and that didn't happen and blah, blah, blah. And they had a relationship with my company because we had agreed, we had gotten, and I'm laughing because it's just unreal the lack of business integrity and ethics that a person can actually maintain. And so in an effort to strengthen our relationship and in an effort to advance our business so all boats float, this individual proved themselves to be only off themselves. And so, you know, for me, I will say, you know, it was kind of a rookie mistake on my part, but I tend to do business very transparently and very openly. And this person didn't bring anything to the table. They just wanted to get paid for essentially nothing because we had a relationship, right? And that's not even the part that bothers you the most, because no longer I have terminated that contract and we're no longer friends. Because if you're my friend and you respect what I do for a living, then we're going to support each other, right? We're not going to try to take advantage of one another. And I'm okay with that. That's a business decision. That is what that is. I have had other situations where organizations have approached me and said, hey, listen, we'd like you to raise capital for us. And so what we're going to do is we're going to pay you on the back end. And what I learned about 15 years ago is the back end never comes. So I began to start, and when you are, so what I begin to do was start saying, I don't get paid on the back end. I need a fee up front, and then I'll take the lion's share on the back end, right? Meaning there's a percentage that goes with that, especially when you're doing a mergers and acquisitions deal. So then you begin to ask yourself a question as you internalize yourself and you sort of look for self-discipline and say, what am I doing wrong? What am I not seeing that is causing me to have these conflicts with individuals? And so is it my skill sets? Do they not value my skill sets? Am I, because you're constantly refining, you're constantly perfecting, you're constantly looking to get better at your vocation so that you can have the type of incap, the type of impact, and also fulfill the purpose that you set out for yourself. Really and truly, it boils down to a matter of respect, right? And so when I was asked to take on this organization's goals and projects, there was a concern that because of my experience and because of my expertise, that somehow that firm was going to become my firm. And I'm like, well, that's not my goal. That wasn't my objective. That wasn't what I was looking for. I'm just trying to get my legs under me because I do know how to fully collaborate. So that relationship didn't work the way that I had hoped it would work. This great organization with great individuals, it just wasn't meant to be that way. What I have found over the last couple of years, and sometimes I would say it's COVID, but I really think that COVID just uncovered this attitude that people have that says, hey, listen, I just want to pick your brain for a minute. Okay? And 9 times out of 10, if you're like me, we go, oh yeah, so let me tell you what, blah, 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 let me tell you what's happening, right? And we don't realize in that casual nature, we have either given them the information that they wanted and they have taken that information and they run with it without an engagement that is mutually beneficial. And so what I have learned to do is I have no concern if a brain picker is offended. I have no concern if people think that my engagement fee is unreasonable. Because if you think my engagement fee is unreasonable, then you're not someone that I actually want to do business with, right? You're not someone that actually values what I bring to the table. You're someone actually for me to avoid. And this conversation on Wisdom Wednesday is not targeted at anyone except for those of us who are very passionate about what we do, who are very capable of what we do, who are very efficient and effective in what we do. And sometimes we can get so caught up, or at least I can, in the work that you would almost give it away for free. But you shouldn't. Because there are people out there who are waiting for someone like you to steal those skills that you have to their benefit, and they'll leave you on the side of the road. Listen, nothing comes for free. Nothing. If anyone values you, if they value what you do, and if you value yourself, then I would encourage you to look internally, grab yourself a coach or a leader. I'm not a business coach. Grab yourself a coach or a leader and get someone that says, Are you valuing yourself commensurate to your experience and expertise? Are you cautious and calculating in how you engage people? And are you editing the information that you're giving someone so that you can discern if they are actually interested in engaging you or if they're just simply picking your brain, trying to get something for free? Once you make that determination, I would encourage you, like me, to think about your desire to take care of your family, your desire to feed yourself, your desire to pay your bills, because these people are going to find someone who is going to compensate them for doing nothing. Make sure that that someone isn't you. So here's the deal. It is wise, as an entrepreneur and a small business owner, to be very transparent and upfront about how you operate. If you do not value yourself or value the experience that you have, you will give it away for free. Now, I've been doing this for a very long time, and I still make mistakes. And I go, gosh darn it, I can't believe I just gave that away for free because that person can execute on it, right? And so sometimes people will say, well, being copied is, you know, being imitated is the greatest form of flattery. Well, that's true, unless that imitation is costing you money. I think that's why brands like Gucci and Samsung and Apple, I think that's why they fight so hard to stop knockoffs, right? Because they understand and hold value to their brand. Why don't we? Why don't those of us who have spent 4, 5, 6, 8 years in an educational institution to learn how to improve organizational processes and procedures, whether you're a doctor, whether you are a marketing specialist, whether you are writing a book, whether you're producing a movie, whether you're a capital raise, whether you're a Wall Street person, whether you're an interior designer, whatever that is, why don't we? Why don't we value ourselves enough to say, this is how I operate? And if that person looks at you and they say, well, you know what, I can't do that right now, determine if that's an objection or are they just trying to pick your brain for free? And if they're picking your brain for free, once you've made that determination, and you'll make mistakes along the way, let them go. Don't hold on to them because they are never going to value what you do. And so what I've started doing is looking for the tribe that's more aligned with my goals and values, and that tribe is small. So here's the deal. I encourage each and every one of you to take a look at yourself in the mirror and say, what is my value? What do I bring to the table? Is what I'm charging fair? Am I able to produce what my clients are asking me to produce? And am I really good at what I do? And if those answers are yes, then the issue of your value is not your problem. The problem is that you're having the right conversations with the wrong people. And so the solution to that is to remove yourself. It's very simple. Remove yourself from the wrong people and insert yourself with the right people. And the right people will not be offended when you say, here's my engagement fee, here's how I work, here's how much I charge, here's what I'm able to produce for you, here's how I've solved a prior client's issue, and I'm going to treat you with the same, right, level of service, with the same level of professionalism that I would hope that you would want me to treat you with. I recently had a conversation with an organization, with the CEO of an organization that is looking to collaborate with me. And it's in investment management. And I won't say the name of the firm because we're still in those conversations. And one of the things that the CEO has said to me, he said, you know, one of the things, I looked at your background, I placed some phone calls and people that I've known that have done business with you and your references. And it seems you have a history of taking tasks from inception to maturity. Is that true? And I said, well, let me just tell you what I did with this one organization. And he goes, that's the only story I need. It seems to be consistent based on our conversation with the report that I had gotten back from you, and I believe you'll be a good fit with our organization. That is someone that values what I bring to the table, and that is someone that I would engage from an organizational standpoint so that we could do business together and so that we can help startups and small businesses do what they need to do. Each and every one of you know your value, know your worth, and don't back down from that. Push harder. Be more efficient.
I would hope I'm not like that.
And choose the right people. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Folks Unfettered. We hope you enjoyed this Wisdom Wednesday. And for more information, reach out to us at wearefolksunfettered@gmail.com. Connect with us on Anchor, Spotify, LinkedIn, Facebook, and our Facebook page, where the Folks family engages. And folks, that means you, the listener, are part of our family. Thank you for your time and attention. You guys have a good day.